Thank you once again, everyone. Mike and Kim Burge along with you on The Good Stuff today.
Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, purebred beef cattle leaders, top-notch horse operations, and leading sheep producers. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranch. All right. So I have got a poem. Why don't I start off with that? It's called Spring, and it's by Hal Swift of Sparks, Nevada. Okay, something happens every year about now. It's the most incredible thing. Cowpokes notice, and the livestock as well. It's a start of what we call spring. There's kind of a restlessness I see at first as the cows start milling around. The horses get frisky, and the ranch hands too. Good humor just seems to abound. The whole blamed ranch starts moving around, and there's smiles all over the place. Some of the boys start to writing down poems, go around with a grin on their face. Folks walk straighter, it seems to me, and say howdy to all they meet. Some cowpokes go around whistling songs, almost dancing on their feet. Even the cow boss gets into the act and talks about fun stuff to do. Soon as calving's done and things slow down, I've caught him whistling too. The boss's wife gets out the ice cream maker and starts to cleaning the thing. Yeah, good things are coming. I can feel it in my bones. It's a time of year we call spring. Again, that's Hal Swift from Sparks, Nevada.
I have something that Tony and Julie Bullitt had sent to Jim a while back called Murphy's Technology Laws. So these are pretty good. There's 13 of them, of course.
Okay.
So Murphy's Technology Law number one, you can never tell which way the train went by looking at the track. Okay.
Very true.
Murphy's Technology Law number two, logic is a systemic method of coming to the wrong conclusion with confidence.
I'm confident that's correct.
Murphy's Technology Law number three, technology is dominated by those who manage what they do not understand. Murphy's Technology Law number four, if builders built buildings the way programmers wrote programs, then the first woodpecker that came along would destroy civilization. Number five, all great discoveries are made by mistake. Number six, nothing ever gets built on schedule or within budget. If you ever remodeled a bathroom, you know that one's true. Number seven, all's well that ends, period. Technology law number eight, a meeting is an event at which minutes are kept and hours are lost. Murphy's technology law number nine, the first myth of management is that it exists. Murphy's technology law number 10, a failure will not appear until a unit has passed final inspection. And number 11, new systems generate new problems. Number 12, any given program when running is already obsolete. And Murphy's technology law number 13, a computer makes as many mistakes in 2 seconds as it takes 20 men working 20 years to make. Murphy's technology laws.
You know, those are a little too close. That's a little painful, actually. Okay, so I've got some little interesting facts for you. Did you know caffeine increases the power of aspirin and other painkillers? That's why it's found in a lot of medicines.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that.
There you go. And the military salute is a motion that evolved from medieval times when knights in armor raised their visors to reveal their identity. I thought that was interesting.
Oh, yeah, that is an interesting factoid.
And if you get into the bottom of a well or a tall chimney and look up, you can see stars, even in the middle of the day.
Really? Must be something to do with the light and the lack thereof.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get in a chimney to find out, though.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. When a person dies, hearing is the last sense to go. The first loss is sight.
Oh, I'm certainly glad that my sense of taste is not going to go because I like my beef, whether it's a hamburger or whether it's going to be, you know, a great steak, prime rib, something like that. You know, beef is a complete protein, which means that it has all of the essential amino acids you need to maintain and repair body tissue. So some things you need to keep in mind during National Beef Month. And so we want to salute our ranchers and our listeners out there, consumers out there that like their beef. Cows don't have top teeth in the front of their mouths. Since they're herbivores, they don't need to chew things up that much. So the top of their mouth is a tough pad of skin called a dental pad. They do have molars in the back of their top jaw to help grind up their food. And here's something for you to chew on for a while. On average, a cow has about 40,000 jaw movements a day. That's more than a radio announcer. Anyway, we appreciate you joining us here on your local radio station. I know they appreciate you listening to them. And keep it up, all right? And listen for the good stuff.